on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Bill Pertwee, Gerard Green, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. It's a sunny summer day at Parsley Sidings. The mad rush of commuter traffic is over, and both passengers have successfully caught their trains. So there is time for Station Master Hepplewhite and his son Bertrand to contemplate the wonders of the English countryside.
There's no place on earth like a country railway station, Bertrand. Smell that air.
It's the muck spreading in Barley Meadow.
If you listen carefully, you can hear the grasshoppers rubbing their back legs together.
Why do they do that?
It's a mating call. They do it to attract attention to themselves.
What for?
In order that they might well, wonder if this morning's post has arrived yet.
Oh, yes, there was a memo from Euston.
A memo from Euston? Where?
Oh, in my pocket. Here.
Give it to me at once. Maybe the answer to my request. Let me see.
Wonder what it feels like to rub your back legs together.
Bertrand, I've done it.
What did it feel like?
Oh. This memo is to tell us that our application for an electric level crossing has been accepted at last.
Oh.
We've been applying every year since 1926.
Oh.
Many's the time I've thought to myself, is it worth it, keeping putting it in? And then I've said, remember Bruce and the spider.
How does it go?
I pressed on, and now I've got it. Now let that be a lesson to you, my boy. Perseverance. Keep putting it in, and you'll get it.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite.
You have no idea what this means to me. Tonight I shall sleep easily in my bed.
That's because I've got the lumpy mattress.
Bertrand, I'm not discussing lumpy mattresses. I don't think you're fully aware of the importance of this memo. It's a kind of guarantee. The future of Parsley Sidings is assured.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite.
After installing a new electric level crossing, British Rail could hardly close us down. I'm happy for you, my boy.
Thank you, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Remember, when I blow my final whistle here, I want you to step into my station master's head.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite.
My boy, my heart is too full. I must give the news to Valentine and Miss Simpkins. Have you seen them?
Oh, they're in the tannoy booth. Percy's teaching Gloria elocution.
Elocution? Valentine? I'd better get over there at once.
This is the 903 to Chidwick come Pitkin. Stopping at Pitkin come Chidwick, Potwhistle Halt, Walton on Todd, Nettle by the Woad, Red Norton, Biggleswick, and Rampage.
There. How was it?
Lovely, Gloria. The way you said Pitkin come Chidwick. Oh, I like that. So it wobbles right up my waistcoat.
But what about my enunciation?
Well, it looks very nice from here.
Oh, Percy, I meant my speech. You don't think I roll my R's too much?
No. I think you move beautifully.
Oh, thank you for nothing. I reckon you and your elocution lessons are a take on.
What? I'll have you know I'm an expert at teaching talking. I learnt the art from my cousin William Biggleswick.
Your cousin Willie's a clock repairer. What does he know about teaching talking?
Haven't you ever heard about a speaking clock? He also taught me all I know about parrots.
You don't know anything about parrots.
I used to breed them. I had a male parrot I hired out to stud.
You mean you got paid?
No, but my parrot liked it. You know, Gloria, here, come here.
What,
come here.
What?
If I lined anything up for him, he'd come and he'd whistle on my shoulder.
An unusual way of expressing gratitude, Valentine.
Oh, Mr. Applewhite, I didn't hear you creep up, come up like that, sir. I was just telling Gloria...
Yes, I'm sure you were. However, I'll overlook your vulgarity on this occasion, as I'm in a most excellent humour.
Oh?
At long last, Pastly Sidings is to have an electric level crossing.
Core
indeed, Valentine.
Oh, how marvellous, Mr. Heppelwhite. Does that mean that Mr. Bradshaw won't have to wind up the gates by hand anymore?
It does, Miss Simpkins, and it comes in the nick of time. After all, he is 83.
When do we get this crossing, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Very shortly. The district manager of British Rail, Mr. Ryan, will be coming here on Thursday the 7th. He wants to survey the station in preparation for the work.
That's this Thursday.
It's an honor to have you with us, Mr. Ryan, sir.
Careful planning is essential, Mr. Heppelwhite. What you're getting is not just a new level crossing, it's a whole new way of life.
Yes, indeed.
Electricity is a philosophy. Do you realize there are some stations with no staff at all, totally run by one photoelectric cell?
Really?
It's a modern man's world calling for modern men to work it. For example, your level crossing. You can't have just anyone let loose on it.
Indeed.
The man who controls that crossing must be young, dynamic, part of today's scientific world.
Where were you planning to put the controls, Mr. Ryan? I had thought of the plug next to my electric kettle.
In the signal box.
The signal box?
Of course. It's logical for the signalman to look after the crossing. You have a signalman, I take it.
Yes.
Is he up to it?
Oh, he's up to it all the time.
Good, then let's go along there and see him.
Now?
No time for delay in today's railway. Lead the way, Mr. Heppelwhite. I'm sure your signalman will welcome the extra responsibility, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I hope so.
It's a task that calls for vigor, initiative, and clear thinking.
Yes. Bradshaw, this is our district manager, Mr. Ryan.
Hello, Master Orish. What did you say his name was?
Mr. Ryan.
A lion, eh? Well, well, well. Give us a roar.
Is this your dynamic young signalman, Mr. Heppelwhite? He doesn't look very young.
He's had a lot of worry.
I've had a lot of worry, you know.
What about?
What?
What about?
About 3:10. Which reminds me, the 1:45 for Grimsby is due any minute. I'll just change the points. Where's me glasses?
What are those on the end of your nose?
Nostrils. Hello, they are glasses. Well, I never.
His outward image belies a dynamic attitude towards his work.
Let me see now. I grab hold of this handle and pull. There. See what I've done?
You've opened a window.
Right. Oh, well, it'd be a pity to waste all that energy. Excuse me.
The points for the 1:45, Bradshaw.
Oh, my son, well, this is the lever for that. Grab hold of it and boom. Shut. Hello. Wow, it's come off in the end. This blasted woodworm.
Bradshaw, the train.
What?
The train.
Oh, yes, so there is.
The points, man. Aren't you going to change?
No need. No, these trousers dry very quickly, you know. You know, I don't know how I come to spill me cocoa in the first place. Oh, yeah. Here it goes. The 1:45 to Clacton.
I thought it was going to Grimsby.
So did the passengers.
Oh, a surprising state of affairs, Mr. Heppelwhite. I think I'd better look round the signal box.
Oh, yeah. Don't go over there.
Why not?
Well, that's where Herbert, my death watch beetle, lives there.
These floorboards are rotten.
Oh, it's the damp, you see.
Mr. Heppelwhite, the place is falling apart. We can't possibly run the new crossing from here. This signal box will have to be demolished.
Demolished? But what about the signals and the points?
We'll run the whole system from the main control box at Biggleswick. Automate the whole thing.
Why? Knock down my signal box? What about me?
It shouldn't be necessary to knock you down. You seem about to collapse anyway.
What did he say?
At your age, retirement will do you good.
Retire? What? I don't want to retire.
I'm afraid you've no choice in the matter. There's no room for you in the modern railway. Now, Mr. Heppelwhite, shall we look over the rest of your station? I hope it's in better shape than the signal box.
Fancy giving poor old Bradshaw the sack.
I can hardly believe it. Pass the siding signal box to be demolished. And the engine shed.
Mr. Ryan told me he couldn't wait to pull them down.
Dirty old district manager.
Get Valentine.
I'm sorry, serious. Sir. Yeah, sorry, sir.
I don't think Mr. Ryan is aware that in demolishing our box, he's doing away with a piece of railway history.
Mm.
Legend says that George Stevens himself once leant against that box.
Oh, dear.
I shall fight these decisions, of course.
What can you do, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I shall see Mr. Ryan and reason with him. Point out the folly of his ways.
Well, say he points back with two fingers.
He is a British rail executive. They're above that sort of thing. I shall speak to him when he returns tomorrow with his party of workmen. They're starting work on the crossing.
Come along, you men. The work is 5 minutes behind schedule. good morning, Mr. Heppelwhite. What can I do for you?
Mr. Ryan, I cannot allow the demolition of the signal box and the sacking of Bradshaw. I simply cannot allow it.
You are in no position to stop it, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I am a Heppelwhite. And the Heppelwhites have been at Parsley Sidings for over 100 years. This is my station. That signal box is part of our railway heritage.
It's falling down.
It can be repaired.
It's got woodworm.
Woodworm can be cured. And what about Bradshaw?
Has he got woodworm?
He is a long-serving railwayman. Would you cast him out now when he needs the railways?
There's no place for sentiment in the modern railway. Your signal box is a danger.
But George Stevenson once leant against that box.
If he did it now, it'd fall over.
I see. You're adamant?
I am.
Well, Mr. Ryan, I have my pride. I have no alternative but to tender my resignation.
Very well.
No use attempting to dissuade me.
I wasn't.
It's a matter of principle. What? You mean you accept my resignation?
Of course.
But we Heppelwhites have been here for over 100 years.
Then it's time for a change. I shall make Parsley Sidings fully automated. It will be the railway station of the future. I'll rip out that old booking hall and put in some ticket machines and an automatic barrier, then replace the buffet with a vending machine.
But what about my staff?
No problems. They'll have the choice of a transfer or redundancy. Now, if you'll excuse me, we've work to do. Good morning.
That old twit Heppelwhite.
He was only standing on his principles.
Well, I hope he did himself an injury. And now we're all out of work.
Dad's doing his best to have the whole thing cancelled. He's trying to get Bradshaw and his signal box taken over by the National Trust as valuable antiquities.
And he's writing to our MP as soon as he can find out who it is.
Well, it's not good enough. We ought to take more positive action.
Such as?
Industrial force. Well, go and see this Ryan and tell him to get his hands off our station.
Will he listen to us?
Well, he'll have to. We're the official works committee of Parsley Sidings. You watch him crumble before our combined might.
Dear Houston, just a line to report all going well at Parsley Sidings. Come in.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes?
We're here on behalf of the National Union of Shunters and Shifters. Parsley Sidings branch. We wish to make representation over the matter of the proposed automation. I call on our union convener here to air our views, Brother Heppelwhite.
We feel, now and then, when we get the opportunity.
Look, we feel this automation constitutes an act of aggression against the workers.
And us?
Yeah. By and per pro to the management contravening section 96, subsection 43, para 2 of the Industrial Relations Act. And unless it's revoked immediately, we'll have no alternative but to take industrial action.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. This initial approach is in an informal and friendly manner. But if you do not agree to our terms, sir, we may be forced to duff you up.
We are open for negotiation.
Providing our terms are accepted unconditionally.
This is an outrage.
Now I knew you'd see it our way. Right, if you get a move on, you can catch the 11:15.
That's enough. Now, get this straight. My plan is going ahead whether you like it or not, and that is final.
Mr. Ryan, do you realize what this means? You leave us with no alternative but to withdraw our labor.
But you won't have any labor to withdraw. I'm automating the station.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Let's not be too hasty about this. We may have a point here for negotiation. How much?
How much?
Oh, we realize how underpaid you district managers are. I'm sure if you had a little whip round there, we could rustle up a few bobs. Say, what, 10 nicker?
A bribe?
If you insist, 11.
And my Mickey Mouse watch.
How dare you?
I think our case is falling down, Brother Valentine. Yeah. Shall we enter arbitration?
You'll enter something, the labor exchange.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, I take it we have no basis for a settlement? Not even the added incentive of a ravey night out with Doris, the barmaid from the Dock and Duck.
Get out!
In that case, Brother Applewhite, Brother Simpkins, I suggest we withdraw.
Right.
And as for you, Mush, just watch out when the revolution comes.
Oh. Where was I? Dear Houston, all going well at Parsley Sidings.
Miss Simpkins, I've heard from our Member of Parliament. He is unable to help us.
Oh, no. Why?
He's on a 3-month fact-finding tour of Bermuda.
Oh. Well, what do we do then?
I've decided to mount a Parsley Sidings defense campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Support your friendly neighborhood railway station.
Oh.
Valentine is getting the leaflets printed at this moment. If we can rouse public opinion, we might save our station yet.
What can I do?
You and I are going to London.
Oh.
I've made an appointment to see Houston himself at 11 o'clock. On the subject of our automation. Once he hears our case, I'm sure he will revoke Mr. Ryan's decision.
Houston's very busy today.
The center of the railway universe, Miss Simpkins. Here we are. His office.
Shall I bow or curtsy, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Just keep a stiff upper lip, head back, chest out. That's far enough.
Come in.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. Horace Heppelwhite, sir, Parsley Sidings, sir. We spoke on the telephone, sir. This is Miss Simpkins.
This is a pleasure.
It's very good of you to see us, sir.
Not at all. It's good of you to see me. You people out there, on the stations, the battlefront, you are the grassroots of the railway.
We're going to be declared redundant.
That mere rumor. But I'll say this, you'll get your jobs back and more once we achieve full automation.
It's automation that's taking our jobs away.
No. I started as a porter, right at the bottom. Here I am now, right at the top. And why? Because my father was an area manager.
Really?
And that's what automation is all about, turning back so that we can look forward.
What about our jobs?
A good point. There you have it in a nutshell. Really good point there.
Parsley Sidings offers a vital service to the community.
The community. Grand. This is stuff. And that's what we want to foster, you know.
But we can't foster it without a station.
Good point. There you have the nub of the matter. No station, no community. Well, thank you for coming.
Let me get an answer.
An answer. That's true. What was the question again?
About Parsley Sidings automation.
Ah, of course. Now, look here. Wait outside 5 minutes, and then you shall have my answer. Huh? Got to consult my colleagues, you see, what? Liaison. This is no small matter, you know.
We realize that.
Yes, excellent. There we are. Automation, you said, huh? Fine. I may be able to help you there.
Oh, you were marvelous, Mr. Heppelwhite. I really think we're getting somewhere.
Oh, one has to be forceful on these occasions, you know. I wonder how Bertrand and Valentine are getting on back at Parsley Sidings.
Support your friendly neighbourhood railway station. Read all about it. Get your leaflets here, only 5p.
I don't think Dad meant us to sell these leaflets.
If we're losing our jobs, you need the money. Get your leaflets here. British rail tyranny crushes the working classes.
Hello. What's going on here then?
We're demonstrating about the automation of our railway station.
Demonstrating? I thought as much. Hippies.
Hippies? Do we look like hippies dressed in railway uniform?
Plain clothes hippies. I know what you're up to. I saw you dropping litter back there.
We're distributing leaflets.
We're trying to save our jobs, you see. Would you like to sign our petition?
Put my name to a seditious document. That's attempting to corrupt and deprave a police officer. Right, that's two charges I've got you on. You haven't got a bicycle without a rear light, have you?
No.
Pity. That'd have finished my book off nicely. Oh, well, come along quietly.
Where to?
The police station, of course.
So I'm not going down there.
Resisting arrest. That's the book finish. Right, this way. Come along
now, please.
Come along.
Come in, please, Mr. And Miss...
Thank you, Sir Euston.
Good, good. Well, well, well. I've reached my decision. Not lightly, mind. Oh, no. I've argued with myself over this, but I won. Now, allow me to congratulate you.
You mean...
Your request has been granted.
Oh, Mr. Applewhite.
Work will start shortly.
Work?
On the automation. Parsley sidings will be fully automated as soon as possible. I'm sending one of my district managers down to see what needs to be done. A chap called Ryan.
But he's there now.
Who says we can't work fast? Here's the grand chap. You'll like him.
I'm glad I was able to help. Goodbye, Alva.
You will have observed, staff, that the electric level crossing is almost complete. I have to tell you that it will be opened next week by Sir Henry McVeigh himself. Once that is done, phase two will begin, the complete automation of Parsley sidings. I had a memo today offering the three of you alternative railway employment. Bertrand?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite?
There's a post at Nettleby the Woad, which King's Cross would like you to take up.
Oh, I'm not very good at lifting things.
I'm talking about a vacant situation. Valentine?
Yes, sir?
I regret to say that the only employment you are offered is in the Shetland Isles. Helping with the railway ponies.
Doing what?
It doesn't say. However, you are instructed to take a shovel. Miss Simpkins?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite?
King's Cross has a position for you in the Bath area.
Dirty old man.
The city of Bath, Valentine.
Oh. Well, what's going to happen to you, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I shall retire from the railways.
Oh.
I couldn't work on any other station. It will be hard. But I hope my many years of experience will be useful in industry.
Whereabouts in industry, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Well, I had thought of becoming a bus driver.
Ooh.
Not quite the same, but it's an honourable profession.
Well, I reckon the old thing's a diabolical liberty.
For once, Valentine, I'm compelled to agree with you. However, we're obliged to accept the official ruling, and I expect you all to continue to do your best.
Yes.
Above all, I want next week's opening to be a credit to Parsley sidings. That's quite a good turnout for the ceremony.
Well, I think it's rotten. I wish we'd never heard of electric level crossings.
I know how you feel, Miss Simpkins, but stiff upper lip. Where's Valentine?
He went to Biggleswick to see his cousin. You know, the one who repairs clocks.
Oh, very odd. If he doesn't hurry back, he'll miss Bradshaw's retirement presentation. But I must say, for all his Bolshevik ways, Valentine's made an excellent job of decorating the rostrum. Flowers everywhere.
I think he wanted to bring on Sir Henry's hay fever.
What's that medal Sir Henry's wearing?
Oh, that's the King's Cross Cross. Awarded for long service. Hello, Mr. Ryan is dragging Bradshaw onto the rostrum. I think they're about to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. To carry out today's ceremonies, we are pleased to welcome Sir Henry McVeigh.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today not only to open a new level crossing, but to close a chapter of railway history. I refer, of course, to Parsley Siding's own faithful old signalman, Mr. Bradshaw. Now, let me say that it gives me great pleasure to present you, Mr. Bradshaw...
I don't want it.
...with this magnificent gold watch.
I don't want a watch. My egg timer keeps perfect time. Yes. I want to work!
Well, I'm sure you will have many happy hours in your retirement.
I don't want to retire. I'm young and I'm fit and... I'm active.
Looking at this watch.
Why don't I retire you? You look worse than I do, you.
Quiet, man. You're ruining Sir Henry's address.
Is he wearing a dress?
Oh, stout fellow.
You can't knock down my signal box. That signal box is historical, mate. Kilroy was there. Yeah, get out of it. I don't want to retire.
Yeah, goodbye, Bradshaw. We're sorry to see you go. And now to the new level crossing. Another memorable event in railway history, ladies and gentlemen. A symbol of the future. Because these level crossing gates, as you know, are now worked not from this station, but from the main control at Biggleswick, where at this very moment, their signalman is poised, one eye on the clock, one finger on the button. He is about to open the gates for the 11 o'clock through train, which, as you can see from the station clock, is due in 30 seconds.
I think I hear it now, sir. Just coming round the bend.
Yes, yes, indeed. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we see the wonders of modern science. Any second now, the gates will open. Any second now. Mr. Ryan?
Yes, sir?
Shouldn't the gates be open?
Oh, nothing to worry about, Sir Henry. They have split-second timing. Absolutely perfect.
Open the gates! It shouldn't have done that, should it?
So we're not going to be automated after all?
No, Bertrand. Houston's insurance broker has decided that if the level crossing disaster is anything to go by, a fully automated pass the sidings would be on a par with the Titanic.
What did Mr. Ryan say about it?
Very little. He was transferred to the Shetland Islands with a shovel. Bradshaw is restored to our signal box and will continue to work the crossing manually.
Do they know why the gates didn't open?
Well, it was all the fault of my cousin in Biggleswick, you see. He had their signal box clocked in for repair, and by some mistake, he slowed it down.
Oh.
Yeah, so when it was 11 o'clock everywhere else, it was still 5:02 over there.
Most unfortunate. I suppose Biggleswick refused to pay his bill.
Yes, sir. Cousin Willie's very upset.
How much was it?
£5.
Here's 10. Give it to your cousin from a well-wisher.
That's very good of you, Mr. Applewhite.
Not at all, Valentine. Progress is all very well, but there are times when there's a lot to be said for putting the clock back.
Here we are.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Percy and Bradshaw, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, Bill Pertwee as Mr. Ryan, and Garrard Green as Sir Henry McVeigh. The programme was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.